Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
My next guest is Debbie Tannenbaum. She works as an elementary school technology specialist in Fairfax County, Virginia. An educator with over 20 years' experience, Debbie supports both staff and students to integrate technology tools into instruction through both co-teaching sessions and weekly technology classes. Debbie emphasizes working collaboratively with other educators to use technology tools that amplify student learning and empower student voice. She also blogs and shares her thoughts and reflections regularly on her website, tannenbaumtech.com. In the spring of 2021, her book, Transform Techie Notes to Make Learning Sticky, will be published by Road to Awesome LLC. Welcome to the podcast, Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, thanks so much for being on. And let's start off with, tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to crawl out.
I really feel like when I think about my teaching career, it has two parts. It has my part when I wasn't a connected educator, mm-hmm. and my part when I was a connected educator. Mm-hmm. And I definitely feel like since I joined Twitter, and it's only been 4 years, I kind of felt like I was in the trenches. It was hard. Mm-hmm. There was some collaboration, but maybe not as much as I would have liked. Mm-hmm. And I just never felt like I could find my niche. I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. And, you know, there were things that were good. I knew I liked technology, and it's ironic that I didn't find Twitter earlier. Mm-hmm. But once I found Twitter, I kind of felt like I had discovered a whole new world. And I feel like making me a connected educator has really made me such a much better educator. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of seems like that's the separating point from, you know, before BT, before Twitter, and then AT after Twitter.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about, you joined around the same time as me, and I was kind of pushing it off until early 2017. And I was at a training where, you know, they talked about the benefits of using Twitter. And I just thought, well, Twitter's just a bad thing, right? It's, you know, you hear all these things about people getting sucked into just things on social media. But then, you know, when I got on, I just connected with educators, right? And yeah. I read Educational Leadership by ASCD, and they always put people's Twitter handles on there. So then I just started following people, and it went from there. And kind of how was your journey in getting connected to a lot of people and then having to restart when your account was hacked?
Well, I was really lucky. In 2017, I started working in the county I'm in now, and my principal at the time was very into Twitter. In fact, I joked when I first saw her that all she seemed to do was Twitter, because she was always on a chat or this or that. But she formed a hashtag for our school. She encouraged teachers to get on Twitter. She made a little board at the front of our school where everybody's mm-hmm. Twitter handles were. And, wow. you know, slowly but surely, I started following people at my school. And then I started following people that like were the programs I was using. And it started really gradually. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden I discovered podcasts. And that's when it kind of all exploded, because as you start to discover podcasts, then you really start to discover, you know, people who you have a lot in common mm-hmm. with. And it's just kind of been crazy how much has changed since I discovered it. And I just found all these opportunities that I had been searching for that I didn't even know existed. And, you know, it's led to everything that's really amazing in my professional life right now is because of that initial connection on Twitter, mm-hmm. which is really, you know, as you connect those dots backwards, because if I hadn't joined Twitter, none of these things would have happened. I started blogging because of Twitter. I started presenting because of Twitter. I wrote my book I met my publisher on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. And initially, like you, I thought it was just for celebrities and it was going to mm-hmm. be frivolous, but it's actually been the best PD I could have ever imagined. And, you know, as you mentioned, I got hacked in 2020 and had to kind of start all over, which is, you know, which was hard, but I really surrounded myself. When I first was on Twitter, I was mostly following ed tech people. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really following and really connecting with education thought leaders. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've even broadened my scope, and I've been able to really connect with some amazing people over, especially the past 6 months. But you know, originally I was Mrs. Tannenby. I'm now Tannenbaum Tech. And I think that's a good change. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It fit me much better.
Yeah. And it's nice when you're able to, you know, change that handle. I spoke with somebody last week who joined quite a while back and, you know, just chose something kind of silly, but you know, you can't really change it unless you make a new account. So, yeah. Or get hacked. So
I was so mad, but like, it's actually served me very well, because now this has kind of become my whole brand. And who would have known that the day after I got hacked, I would have picked something that would have ended up becoming kind of my whole world. I'm Tannenbaum Tech everywhere pretty much now. And it was really a spur of the moment thing. I was like, that sounds cool. It has alliteration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was available as well.
And it was available, and even and I was able to get the domain name. So, you know, some of these things, you know, that happen, it kind of happened for a reason, you feel like.
Mm-hmm. It was in the cards.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, talk to me a little bit about your process of blogging. And so you talked in the pre-chat about you started blogging on your own in February of 19, and now you blog as well for Teach Better Teen.
Absolutely. So January of 19, I was part of two different book clubs, mm-hmm. Book chats, you know, and we were, and one of them was Edge of Magic, and we were reading Sam Fessage's book, and everybody was sharing websites, and I mm-hmm. didn't have one at that point. All I had was my Twitter profile. And so I reached out to Sam Fessage, and I was just like, here's something I'm working on. I don't know whether it's meant to go out in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm really nervous about this. And she looked at it and she wrote me back and said, your story is a story that needs to be told. It's of ups and downs and learning and successes and failures and all of that. And people definitely need to hear that. And, you know, she encouraged me to press publish. And now, almost 2.5 years later, I'm still blogging. And so it's ended up being a really phenomenal thing. But it really just started because I was like, I figured I wanted to share things that were going on. And mm-hmm. initially I felt like I was a lot less vulnerable. Now I pretty much am an open book and I really share, because I want my teachers and, you know, people who read my blog to know that it's okay, that we learn through taking risks. And mm-hmm. I really have gotten a lot of amazing things happen to me through the process of taking risks, going past the fear and then seeing what's beyond.
Mm-hmm. Did you start off publishing quite often when you published those blog posts, or was it just kind of as things came to you that you thought were beneficial for others to read?
Usually about once a week when I first started, sometimes, mm-hmm. And that was kind of my goal. When things were really tough last year in the spring with COVID, and in this past fall, I was a little less frequent. There was just so many things going on and it was super busy. Mm-hmm. But in general, that's what I was trying to do. In 2021, I've been blogging about every 3 days. I've been like super inspired this year, and mm-hmm. things have just been kind of pouring out.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny how like people who've been blogging for a while, a lot of time that turns into a book, you know, kind of based on their journey in the classroom or whatever they've been blogging about. And we'll talk a little bit about your book in a little while. I wanted to ask a little bit about how you got involved with Teach Better Team. Now you've been recently named an ambassador. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that you're getting help on your website to market yourself even more as part of that ambassador duty. And so kind of when did you hear about Teach Better Team through others on Twitter? Is that how you kind of gravitated towards them?
I first started doing Mastery Chat mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, which is their Thursday night chat. And then I was listening to another podcast, and Caitlin Giordano, who's part of the team, was talking about the blog and saying, if you were interested in doing the blog, to, you know, go ahead and reach out to her. I reached out to her. And, you know, she set me up with the blogging. And then after I started doing all of those things, I decided I was going to get even more involved. And last mm-hmm. year they had 2 12-hour lives. Mm-hmm. And during the first one, they announced this Teach Better Ambassador program. Mm-hmm. And so I figured, why not? I wanted to try. I had been getting more and more involved with the team. I had started to listen to Teach Better talk a couple of months prior, and I just decided to go for it. And I did not expect to be picked. There were only 25 people picked in that first round, and I was one of them. I was actually kind of shocked. But it's been a great, great group to be part of. I've learned so much through them. And then at the second Teach Better 12-hour live, I learned about the Teach Better Admin Mastermind, mm-hmm. which is run by Dave Schmitto. And I realized that it didn't matter if I was an administrator or not, I could still be in this group of leaders. And mm-hmm. that has been another phenomenal change. And it just keeps growing. I find that, and I joke that the next one's coming like in 10 days, every time the Teach Better team has a 12-hour live, it changes my life in some way. So I'm looking at the calendar, like wondering what's next.
And are you scheduled to speak at that one on April 24th?
No, I'm actually speaking at the Codebreaker Summit that day.
Okay. Yeah.
Too many things.
I have both of those on my calendar to, you know, kind of, I know the last Teach Better 12-hour live, it was in and out, right? And then you can watch the recording. I was there when they started at 6 a.m. my time, I remember. But yeah, I know there's some people that somehow they stick with it the whole 12 hours.
I try to, because I like to win free books.
Yeah.
And I won 3 books the last time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a great way of just getting professional development. And absolutely. I put a lot of videos out there throughout the week, you know, amongst others with Dave. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of tying in to those professional development opportunities. You said today you had a keynote at Brainstorm, which mm-hmm. is that a tech teacher organization?
Brainstorm is actually organized by a couple of different organizations in the state of Virginia. So okay. one of them is Unison EDU, which I'm a member of, mm-hmm. VISTE, which is our state organization, in addition to some other organizations run Brainstorm. And this was it was an entirely virtual conference. And mm-hmm. I was really thrilled to have my first keynote there today. So it was really fun.
Do you have any other breakout sessions or keynotes coming up in the next few months?
I have quite a few breakout sessions coming in the next few months. You know, not as many in May, but in June and July, obviously summertime's pretty busy. I've mostly been sharing either about my book. I do a lot with thinking routines. So I talk about that, talking about empowering student voice. And then the new session I'm working on is really talking about reaching beyond your expectations and how to really, you know, build, you know, not only your connections, but also mm-hmm. to then amplify their impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's based on your own experience.
Absolutely.
Finding yeah. Twitter. And, you know, there's so many educators out there. Like when you were talking about.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow. And the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Your building, that's kind of the opposite. You know, you had a lot of people in your building. Your principal was posting their Twitter handles on a bulletin board. Well, where I am, it's like hardly anybody's on Twitter, right? So I know for a fact there's a lot of educators that, well, if they are, maybe they're just using it for more of a social thing, like they're using Facebook. But there's a lot of educators that haven't discovered kind of the power of connecting with others through Twitter. And, you know, you doing a session on that, I think, is a great way of, you know, kind of telling your story and just helping people know, you know, in those 130 characters, you can amplify your voice. You know, you could put your work out there.
Absolutely.
You,
yeah.
You know, connect with so many great people, which leads us into the story I wanted to ask you about finding your publisher and getting your book written. So I've had both Darren Peppard and Brandon Beck on the podcast. So go ahead and tell me kind of how you connected with them and about the book writing story.
So on December 24th of 2020, I saw a post from Darren basically saying he was starting a new publishing company. And if anyone had a story, he would love to hear about it. And so I sent him a DM and I was like, I'm writing something. I'm not really sure if it's any good, but it's something I'm definitely working on. And I want to get your opinion on it. And, you know, a couple days later we met and I shared with him my manuscript so far. And he said he would get back to me in a few days. And I think I met with him on a Thursday. On that Sunday, he wrote me and there was a contract in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He was like, I really believe in this. I think that you have a great story that people need to hear. And his enthusiasm when I met with him was so just off the charts, mm-hmm. that within the next month after him offering me the contract, I had finished the book. I was about halfway through when I started. There was something in our conversation that just sparked the writing, and it still seems like it's sparking the writing. And it's just crazy because it took me 3 months to write, you know, the beginning parts of it, and then the rest of it just kind of flowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly started with me looking at my blog and deciding, okay, where do I want to go with this? And, mm-hmm. you know, deciding to start from what we talked about before AT, before Twitter, what life was like for me before, and then how life changed once I discovered that and once I became a connected educator. And so the book kind of takes you through that process and really talks about ways that you can implement technology in easy, manageable ways, not only for your students, but also to empower yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what can one expect to read about in the book besides your story? I think you talked a little bit in the pre-chat about like building your own PLN mm-hmm. and then lessons learned during COVID. So, you know, being a tech educator, does it offer a lot of tips and kind of your own journey through helping others? I know you were probably the go-to person everybody was contacting in March of 2020, right?
That was crazy. You have no idea. But it really, what it does is it's really transforms an acronym, and it's kind of organized in three parts. The first part kind of talks about getting your feet wet. It shares my story. It talks about how we can use technology in a way that really amplifies learning, how to really amplify learning with creating. And then in the next part, it talks about giving students agency, how to really empower them. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into that part we were talking about, how to seek connections beyond your school, how to build your PLN. And then it concludes with more of a proactive approach, really taking the transformation to the next level, how to offer your voice, how to reach beyond your expectations, and how to take all these amazing learning opportunities we have at our fingertips right now and really use them to make sure that you have learning and you can be a lifelong learner, you know, sitting anywhere, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So many amazing things have happened in the last year plus that weren't even something we would have thought about. Something like the live stream. There weren't really things like that before all of this, but now we've taken the technology and it's given us opportunities as educators that we didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just the fact that we're seeing students now that, you know, their schools, whether they're in person or remote, they've started podcasts. They're doing live streams as well, right?
Yeah.
They're using those type of video and audio cast as a type of project, or, you know, getting the word out about what's happening at their school. So creativities come both from the younger and from, you know, people who have been in education. And I think your story is kind of showing that, you know, it's okay to take those risks, right? And
absolutely,
see where it leads.
Yeah.
I think that
I think that, you know, in the last 2 years, that's something that I've just really realized that, yes, it's scary to take risks, but if you go past that fear, you're getting to a place that you couldn't have never imagined if you hadn't done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you're saying, like, even when you started Twitter, you had no idea, right, that it would lead to you, you know, getting a book contract and publishing a book.
Yeah, I mean, no idea of any of that. You know, my books, you know, the book coming out next month, I'm a contributing author to another book that's coming out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
none of that was even in the realm of possibility. It honestly, at the end of 2019, I was in a Twitter chat and I was asked, what do you want to do if you could do anything? And I was like, I want to write a book. And the person who was running the chat was like, go do it. And he wrote an endorsement for my book. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you said that you finished the book quite quickly after you got the contract, but did you start the book process a while before you connected with Theron? So how long did the process from kind of conception to finish take?
I started it really in January of 2020, and I did a lot of work until March.
Okay.
Like we talked about, the springtime last year was kind of crazy, and whatever work I did on it was not really that substantial because we were just all trying to survive in the spring. So I would come back to it every once in a while, but it really wasn't until December that I really went back to it and really spent some time really, really working on it. Because it was just, there was just too much going on before that.
Yeah, understandably with all the changes and, you know, being in and out of the building, but you know, you picked back right back up where you left off. And, you know, I think that that contract and connecting with Derek just kind of propelled you to finish.
Yeah, it absolutely did. And it was funny because I kept working on it and he's like sending messages. He's like, it sounds, looks like you're almost done. And I was like, I think I am. So sometimes you're not sure, you know, when you're done until you, you know, until you really, it's a lot to look at.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading it when it comes out. When the podcast episode is out, I think it will already be out. So we'll talk about that when you share your social information where people can buy the book. But out of everything we talked about on the podcast today, what's one thing you'd like listeners to remember?
That you don't need to do this alone. We don't need to teach behind closed doors. We don't need to be alone. There are so many amazing ways to connect. And if you're not a Twitter person, Facebook has really exploded for educators. There's so many amazing Facebook groups. If you're not a Facebook group, maybe Instagram works for you. There's so many ways. And now my new favorite, I don't know if you've tried Clubhouse yet.
No.
Oh my God, Clubhouse is so much fun. But you have to have an iPhone. But there's just so many ways to connect. And so pick one and connect with other educators. You're going to be amazed the inspiration you're going to get from that and how much you're going to learn. I know I learn more from Twitter and the people I've connected with on Twitter every day than anywhere else.
Yeah, well, that's so great to hear. And I hope people will take your advice and connect with you. So let us know how to connect with you and where to find your website. And also, again, the book title and where that will be sold.
Sure. So I'm pretty much Tannenbaum Tech everywhere, except for Facebook. I'm Debbie L. Tannenbaum there. And my book will be on sale on Amazon, hopefully sometime in May. And it's Transform Techie Notes to Make Learning Sticky.
Great. Well, I'll be putting all that information in the show notes. It was great talking with you today and hearing about your journey. And I wish you a great rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.
Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it. And if this episode resonates, especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.